American Language Course, Tape 1310A. Listen to this conversation in a barber shop.
Who's next?
I am.
All right, over here, sir. How are you today?
Fine, thanks.
How do you want your hair cut?
Don't make it too short. I just want a trim.
Yes, sir. I'll use the scissors. Do you always part your hair on the left?
Yes, I do. That looks good. It's not too short. It's just right. How much do I owe you?
That'll be $3.50.
Here's $4. Keep the change.
Thank you very much. Come back to see us.
Now listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Who's next?
I am.
All right, over here, sir. How are you today?
Fine, thanks.
How do you want your hair cut?
Don't make it too short. I just want a trim.
Yes, sir. I'll use the scissors. Do you always part your hair on the left?
Yes, I do. That looks good. It's not too short. It's just right. How much do I owe you?
That'll be $3.50.
Here's $4. Keep the change.
Thank you very much. Come back to see us.
Practice some of the vocabulary we use in this conversation. Listen and then repeat what you hear.
All right. All right, you can go now. Everything will soon be all right. How are your parents? Are they all right? Come back. Come back when you want a haircut. Will he come back to school? My brother came back home yesterday. Part. He parts his hair on the right side. The friends parted when they finished school. Many people soon part with their money. Scissors. The barber uses scissors to cut hair. I usually use the old pair of scissors to cut paper. Be careful. Scissors can be dangerous.
We often confuse the verbs say, tell, talk, and speak. Let's first practice using say. Listen to these sentences and repeat them.
He said, hello. She always says, good morning. He said, what did the speaker say? Mr. Brown says, you look nice this morning. My watch says 6:30. What time does your clock say? We said good morning to the instructor. He said nice things to her. She said so. They are saying kind things about her. The instructor says we must be quiet. Mrs. Brown said John was sick.
Next, let's practice some sentences with tell. We usually use tell with an indirect object. Listen to these sentences and repeat them.
Please tell us a story. The pilot told us about his experiences. Tell me the time, please. James told me about the accident. He told me his name. She is telling Mary the news. Please tell me what the teacher said. I told George about the telephone call. Can you tell me the name of your friend? Tell me how to make a fire.
In some common expressions, we use tell without an indirect object. Notice these sentences. Listen to them and repeat them.
Can you tell one brand of cigarettes from another? Can you tell time in English? He was telling the truth. They never tell lies. My friends are always telling secrets. Bob tells a story very well. We should always tell the truth. Good friends don't tell secrets about each other. We listen when he tells a story. Nobody believes a person who tells lies.
We use talk to refer to informal communication. Listen to these sentences and repeat them.
They talked about their country. The students talked during the break. Let's talk it over. Mary talked to her friends about the picnic. They talked on the phone a long time. Susan is talking about her friends. The students were talking about the lesson. Are you talking about your experiences? We enjoy talking with you. Have you talked with your brothers recently?
We use speak to refer to formal communications. We also use it to state how we speak. Notice these sentences. Repeat them.
She spoke slowly. Henry speaks in a high voice. She never speaks to me. Is someone speaking to me? The teacher spoke to his students. The speaker spoke on world affairs. The professor spoke at the club last night. I would like to speak to the doctor. The president spoke on TV last week. Will you speak to the commander, please?
Listen to this conversation about asking for a date.
Did you call Betty?
Yes, I did. I phoned her last night.
Did you ask her for a date?
Well, yes, but she said no. She already has a date.
Why don't you call her tomorrow? Ask her again.
I'm going to. Now, listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Did you call Betty?
Yes, I did. I phoned her last night.
Did you ask her for a date?
Well, yes, but she said no. She already has a date.
Why don't you call her tomorrow? Ask her again.
I'm going to.
Here is an exercise using did in questions and answers. We answer the questions first with a short answer and then with a complete answer. Listen to these sentences and repeat them.
Did the students arrive early?
Yes, they did. They arrived early.
Did they practice English?
Yes, they did. They practiced English.
Did they repeat the sentences?
Yes, they did. They repeated them.
Did they stay after class?
No, they didn't. They didn't stay after class.
Did you decide to leave?
Yes, I did. I decided to leave.
Did you go to town?
No, I didn't. I didn't go to town.
Did you invite your roommate?
Yes, I did. I invited my roommate.
Did he help you choose a car?
Yes, he did. He helped me choose a car.
Did he go with you to the bank?
No, he didn't. He didn't go with me to the bank.
Did you decide to take the bus?
Yes, we did. We decided to take the bus. Listen to this conversation about going to the movies.
Can you go to the movies today? It's a comedy. I think you'll enjoy it.
No, I can't go today. I have a lot of homework to do. I can go tomorrow. Will the same show be on?
Yes, it'll be on tomorrow. I can wait until then. What time shall we go?
How about after supper? Will that be all right with you?
That's okay with me. I'll wait for you in my room.
Now, listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Can you go to the movies today? It's a comedy. I think you'll enjoy it.
No, I can't go today. I have a lot of homework to do. I can go tomorrow. Will the same show be on?
Yes, it'll be on tomorrow. I can wait until then. What time shall we go?
How about after supper? Will that be all right with you?
That's okay with me. I'll wait for you in my room.
This is the end of tape 1310A.